He pastors the Fairview Baptist Church here in the county. And I'm glad I can call him a friend. But I didn't get him to preach because he's my friend. I got him to preach because the Lord touched my heart about it. And appreciate how God's using him in the work there. I appreciate the years the Lord gave Brother Rule pastoring there. And now they've got Brother Durant. And it's amazing that God can take, you know, someone young, somebody different. Still, God's work carries on. Amen. Glad from generation to generation, God's always had a man. I'm going to ask him to come around. I want you to pray for him. And listen, I want you to talk back to him. I don't want you to talk about him. I want you to talk back to him, okay? There's a big difference. It'd be all right for you to say amen. It'd be all right to wave your hand at him every once in a while. You know what that'll do? That'll help you listen better. And that'll help him preach better. You say, we don't do that at our church. Well, we do out here. So it's all right. You ain't at your church. It'll help him. And some of you preachers need to help him. Because one of these days you're going to be up here and you would to God somebody to help you. You know, I get around preachers and they want you to help them. And boy, they about curd you because you're sitting there maybe. And then when you get up and preach, well, they don't even say nothing. I've always tried to help somebody preach because I want somebody to help me. Amen. I want you to come around, carry out the service as you feel led of the Lord. I love you. Amen. Appreciate you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hear me now, all right? All right, I want to go ahead and invite you to take of your Bibles this afternoon and begin turning with me to a very familiar passage of Scripture, a very familiar psalm. I want you to turn with me to the 23rd.
Amen.
23rd Psalm here this afternoon. I realize probably many of you could probably quote it by heart, but this is where I believe the Lord would have us to be here this afternoon.
Amen.
I want to be obedient unto Him. We're also going to look at a couple verses in Philippians, but for the most part, we're going to sit here in the 23rd Psalm this afternoon. I do want to say, as you're turning there to the 23rd Psalm, it is a privilege. It is an honor. And probably even more than that, I'm just humbled. I'm humbled by this great responsibility and this high calling of standing and preaching God's holy word. And I don't say it out of repetition. I just don't take it lightly. It don't matter the setting. It don't matter the pulpit. You're handling God's word. I think it's serious business. And I do go ahead and tell you, I'm human just like you are. So I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. So Brother Steve had called and told me that the Lord had laid me on his heart. And I'll be honest with you, I was heading to the hospital and my knees started buckling. It ain't good when you're driving and your knees start to buckle. I'll tell you that much right now. And my knees hadn't stopped buckling since then. In fact, they're buckling right now. So if I pass out, I just want you to come get me CPR and just tell me where I left off at, because this one's burning, and you're going to have to get it off if it's burning. You know, it's like that. It's like the preacher said, there's a lot of similarities in pregnancy and preaching. He said it will grow on you and grow on you and grow on you till it's delivered. He said the only difference in pregnancy and preaching, pregnancy, after it's delivered, it's done. Come Monday morning, you find out you're pregnant again. You're going to have to deliver another one. And it just starts growing and growing and going. So I'm telling you, this has been growing, so I'm ready to deliver it. Okay? Amen. Let's go ahead and begin here. 23rd Psalm. I'm going to go ahead and invite you, if you're willing and you're able, in honor and reverence of reading God's Word. 23rd Psalm, beginning in verse number 1. This is what we're going to be looking at here this afternoon. Praising the Lord for the entire cup. Amen. Praising the Lord for the entire cup. 23rd Psalm says this, verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I'm thankful that He's the one that's doing that. If you notice, it says, He maketh me. Amen. He leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, all for His name's sake. Verse number 4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Understanding that rod, that's discipline. Staff, that's direction. Verse number 5 says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. These next four words is where I want us to sit for the most of the afternoon. It says, My cup runneth over. Amen. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. The book of Philippians, chapter number 4. I want to read two verses in here. Philippians, chapter number 4. And understanding in this Psalm of David, it says, My cup runneth over. Don't you see what Paul says? See what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11 and verse number 12. Paul says this in verse number 11, Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be. Man, that's a big word right there. Amen. Be content. Amen. The Bible says, My cup runneth over. Paul right here tells us that we're to be content. The 12th verse says this, I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Amen. Both to abound and to suffer need. I thank you for standing. You may be seated here this afternoon. You can turn back over to the 23rd Psalm. That's where we're going to sit at. But as you do that, I do want to pray. I want to ask the Lord to bless the reading of His Word and His presence be felt here this afternoon.